Warm temperatures will occur across the northern plains as we move forward through the balance of this week, and precipitation is expected to be restricted. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We will expect the temperatures this afternoon to be a little bit warmer than those of yesterday. We'll look for 20s to dominate a big part of our listening area. Some lower 30s will occur from the Missouri River Valley area in central portions of South Dakota, into the southeast corner of South Dakota, and maybe a couple of spots in southwestern Minnesota. Everybody else in the region will be in the 20s, but farther to the west, it will get even warmer. Yesterday afternoon, parts of the Black Hills region did get into the lower 50s, and we're going to see that again today. Now, tomorrow afternoon, we'll look for the temperatures to be mostly in the 20s and lower 30s across our region once again. It won't be quite as warm out to the west, but there will be some temperatures in the 30s rather solidly in the western part of South Dakota. As we get into Thursday, cooler air will be back into the region with teens and lower 20s likely in the majority of the region, and we'll look for Friday's temperatures to be very similar. Saturday and Sunday will be notably warmer again with 20 and 30 degree temperatures back across the majority of the region. Nighttime lows will run mostly single digits and teens as we go forward through the balance of this week into the weekend. I don't see much colder conditions, but there will be a couple of nights there where temperatures will come close to zero, especially on Friday morning. Perhaps we'll see that occur in the eastern parts of the Dakotas and western Minnesota. Well, the precipitation prospects, as I mentioned before, are not that great, but we will have a very minor disturbance pushing across parts of the region as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. This system is going to focus mostly on the easternmost part of South Dakota and southern and central Minnesota. It'll produce a wintry mix of precipitation types, but moisture totals are just not likely to be very great. A little farther to the north, some light snow is expected to evolve in the wee hours of the morning tomorrow and continuing into the day. This will be mostly focused on the north half of Minnesota and portions of northeastern North Dakota. Now, the snowfall that occurs in that region is not likely to be more than an inch, mostly a dusting. And some of that wintry mix of precipitation types that occurs a little farther to the south might leave behind a couple of inches of snowfall, but we're not expecting it to be much more than that. Once we get done with that little disturbance, we'll be back into the dry again for a while. A cool high-pressure system will be present as we finish out the work week, and then a strong warming trend will occur during the weekend, and that will likely give us our next chance for precipitation after the warming is done, and that will likely occur on Sunday going to Monday, but only a few spots will likely get moisture from that event. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.